This is News Talk.
Much of the focus on the Irish papers this morning is not so much on the war in Ukraine itself, but more on how it will affect our pockets. So if you look at the front of the Irish Independent, shock price we will pay for Putin's war. And it says that household gas and electricity may have to be rationed and public transport services cut. Ministers have been warned as Ireland braces for the full impact of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. We're also being warned, by the way, to expect a significant increase in the price of bread within the next 2 weeks, as soaring fuel and flour prices are putting unprecedented pressure on bakers. They have an interview with Declan Fitzgerald. Now, he's the managing director of Pat the Baker, and he told the Irish Independent that the war in Ukraine was already causing mayhem for his industry, and he's considering asking the government for help to protect consumers from price rises. Of course, we've heard so much that Ukraine is known as the breadbasket of Europe. We rely so heavily on Ukraine for our grain and for bread and all those things. And obviously, given that there's a war going on there, there will be an increase in the price of bread. So that's what ministers apparently were told yesterday. Then you go to the Irish Times. They have a similar story actually about what ministers were told. The state is preparing a massive programme of interventions, not just fuel here now, as it grapples with the risks emerging from the Russian invasion of Ukraine. A wide-ranging confidential briefing, well, not that confidential, it's in the Irish Times, but anyway, a confidential briefing for ministers, which drew on information from every government department, outlined the array of risks facing the country. So ministers were told that if there were shortages or rationing of key materials, there would be significant and immediate implications for food supply and farm incomes, and economic growth could be depressed, threatening jobs and the exchequer. Obviously, the ministers were also told about what impact taking in refugees will have on the economy, on health, on education. Ministers were warned of significant increases in electricity prices, and businesses are threatened by a host of issues as well. So a pretty gloomy cabinet meeting by all accounts. Some of the other papers go specifically with this special cabinet meeting this morning on fuel prices. The Irish Examiner says that motorists will see a reduction in fuel costs from tonight as the government introduces emergency measures. So they're going to cut the price of diesel and petrol by between 15 and 20 cents a litre. And what the Irish Examiner says is that this is effectively a mini budget. What's going to happen today is a mini budget. Reductions take effect from midnight after this unplanned cabinet meeting, and then this has to be rushed through the Dáil later today to come into effect from midnight. So the price of diesel will go down 15 cent a litre and unleaded 20 cent. Although on my drive in, diesel was more expensive than petrol. So it'll continue to be more expensive if petrol comes down by 20 cent and diesel goes down by 15 cent. Also, the fuel story on the front of the Irish Daily Mail, midnight move to cut price of petrol. Petrol prices skyrocketed to as high as €2 a litre, and sources confirmed to the Irish Daily Mail last night that the Cabinet will meet this morning to discuss cutting excise rates on fuel. A reminder that Public Expenditure Minister Michael McGrath will be on News Talk Breakfast this morning, by the way, to talk about this and some of the other things that the government are going to have to consider. The Irish Daily Star, Cold War energy bills to soar here as Putin gas is boycotted. The Irish Daily Mirror goes with the gates of the Russian embassy. They describe the Russians as war mad, and they say they're demanding Ireland says sorry and pays for the damage to its embassy gates after a truck crashed through them. And Vladimir Putin's furious henchmen, that's a direct quote in the Irish Daily Mirror, even gave a serious dressing down to the Irish ambassador in Moscow over the incident. However, they've an interview with Fine Gael's Neil Richmond, who said the Russian ambassador would be better off reflecting on his country's murderous invasion of Ukraine rather than repair work to his gate. Obviously, there's a lot of people signing up, pledging to give a spare room or their vacant property to Ukrainian refugees arriving into Ireland. And the Irish Examiner have a very interesting interview with a woman who gave up a room, or two rooms, I think, in her house for Syrian refugees during the 2016 humanitarian crisis, and she's advising anyone who's thinking of offering up a room or their house to Ukrainian refugees. She says don't overthink it, just do it. The Red Cross register of people offering pledges, it saw more than 6,100 pledges in the last 3 days or so. And Wicklow woman Angela Flynn spoke glowingly of her experience with the Red Cross and the two refugees she took into her home in Wicklow in 2016. Actually, one of them ended up staying with her, her partner and her daughter for 2.5 years. And on the practicalities of it, she says that we gave them their own fridge and presses and they looked after themselves. They had their own room and they shared a bathroom. They cooked for themselves. And she says, really, there were two young fellas on their phones all day to their families in Syria. Then they got settled and made friends. So that was her experience of taking refugees into her home. It seems like the Red Cross register, the numbers phoning it or logging online is just going up and up and up. Lots more people offering up their homes to people fleeing Ukraine. On to other news, the Irish Independent and other papers looks at the points race. The CAO figures are out. The Indo says that fierce competition for prestigious college courses is set to continue this year on the back of a third year of Leaving Cert grade inflation. Now, the CAO process has cooled down a little bit. Overall applications were below the 2021 record, but there are big jumps in demand for many courses, which is where the pressure will be felt. Some examples, areas where there's strong interest, people want to study, include environment, arts, humanities, architecture and construction. So not good news if you want to apply for courses in those areas. In health, interest in health courses is down 12%. There's been a 27% fall in interest for nursing, but there has been an increase in interest for dentistry. That's up 10% and medicine is up 4%. You can read all about the different courses and the points race in the papers this morning. Now, for legal experts out there, they'll be interested in this in the Irish Times. We're going to get rid of 3,000 obsolete laws from our Irish statute books. Just to go through some of them, there was a law in 1836 which was still on the statute books. Now, we are getting rid of it, but all the way back to 1836, a law to apprehend those who broke open vaults under the churches of St. Andrew and St. Mark in Dublin City, opening several coffins and extracting the teeth from the bodies within. So that's one of the laws being gotten rid of. Another from 1836 sought those who blew up by explosion of gunpowder the statue of King William III in College Green, City of Dublin. There's loads of examples there of what we're getting rid of now. A big, big project there to go through the statute books and see what's relevant and what's not relevant. If you're interested in acting, well, there's an interesting story in the Irish Daily Mirror. GAA players are being sought as extras for Liam Neeson's latest movie, but you can only apply if you have scruffy 1970s style hair. Although looking at some of the matches recently, there's plenty of GAA players who'd probably qualify for this. A call has been sent out for movie extras to take part in scenes featuring a GAA game, but if you want to apply for the filming of this up in Donegal in May, well then you have to basically have scruffy hair, tight haircuts will be ruled out of grabbing a starring role alongside the Hollywood star. Final story, staying with Hollywood. This is in the Daily Telegraph this morning. And a lot of us get sick of these award ceremony speeches where people thank their mother, their father, they thank their manager, they thank their agent, they thank Jesus, they thank God. Well, in the Telegraph this morning, Oscar nominees have been told not to thank their managers or agents in acceptance speeches because the audience finds them boring. So usually we see, I remember Gwyneth Paltrow in tears when she won the Oscar, thanking everybody. And apparently we're all bored watching this, so winners should think of the viewers at home if you do win the Oscar. Although if you win the Oscar, I suppose you're so overcome with emotion, you're not worried about who's watching you really.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com, this is Newstalk.